Bonjour, Nintendo et Magani Dog. Beshko Benicia Que Indigo, Mang and Do Dame. Ga osa squaje me cog and doon jaba, gamma squaw wako cog inda. Elaine Fleming Nindishina Kaz. Oh, me great minno gishigad. It's a beautiful day out there, and it's a beautiful life. I want to say welcome to History of Leech Lake. And I was fortunate to be able to visit the last couple of months, people who live in the southeastern part of our Leech Lake Nation. And I was able to visit people from Sugar Point and from Battle Point and to visit the area. So, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to talk about Federal Dam, the village of Federal Dam or the city of Federal Dam now, and how that came to be. So, Federal Dam, this information, it comes from a book titled Federal Dam, The Settlement of Gull Township and the Village of Federal Dam by the Cass County, Minnesota Museum and Historical Society. The Federal Dam was a part of a reservoir project that happened in Minnesota on the upper Mississippi headwaters. And it began they began thinking about this project around 1850. And they when they did this project, they didn't ask the Ojibwe people how construction of dams on the lakes that they lived on would affect them. So they built several dams, but the largest ones that I'm going to talk about are the Lake Winnipegosish Dam. In 1884, the Lake Winnipegosish Reservoir was completed, meaning that they built a dam and they took that natural lake and they created a reservoir. In doing that, they flooded 62 square miles of our land. And the Army Corps of Engineers used 2 million board feet of pine for the dam, stripping the pine resources of Winnipegosish Ojibwe. The Ojibwe people would later complain about smallpox the men who built the dam brought to them. And today, Lake Winnipegosish is the fifth largest reservoir in the state. The second dam that was built was what we call Federal Dam. And Federal Dam on Leech Lake was completed in 1889. It flooded 78 square miles of Ojibwe land. Leech Lake became the third largest reservoir in Minnesota. Ayabains, a Kasthek Ojibwe, said at the time, quote, "No one knows the number of graves in this condition. Covering of the graves and the coffins have drifted out into the lake. The cemeteries are now just as level as this ground here. Nothing to show what was there. We bring this to your attention, although I don't think it would be of any use now, as the bones are all scattered. The skulls are here and there all along the shore." And this was said in 1889 when the Chippewa Commission came to get the Ojibwe people to agree to the Dawes Allotment Act through the Nelson Act. And so it was known that the Ojibwe people lived along the shores of the lakes. We traveled along the lakes. And yet we weren't asked about how these dams and creation of reservoirs would affect us. And it did affect us horribly. It flooded our land. We had our villages along the lakes and our graveyards. They were all flooded. It flooded cranberry bogs, our wild rice beds. It flooded sugar bush lands, and it just created great problems for us and led us into more poverty and hard times. So, In 1906, the Village of Gold was established, and so was the Village of Federal Dam. It was established in 1910. And settlement of the area around Federal Dam began before 1900. And it's said that missionaries and fur traders and a few government officials, employees, had lived in this area before 1890. But it was only sparsely settled along the Leech Lake River. But there were large numbers of Ojibwe who lived at Sugar Point and on Bear Island. In the 1880 census, it said only four white men lived on the Leech Lake Reservation. They were George Nichols, a government employee, James R. Walker, a government physician, Simeon Weaver, a tavern keeper, and Theodore Beaulieu. He was a government employee. And so what led to settlement of the area around Federal Dam? One was the passage of the River and Harbor Act of 1880, which led to the construction of the dam at Leech Lake in 1882. Another factor was the 1887 Dawes Allotment Act and the 1889 Nelson Act. Under these acts, Ojibwe ceded all their title to and interest in their lands in Minnesota with a provision that we would get 80-acre allotments, quote, granted, end quote, by U.S. government. The government issued allotments to Ojibwe who failed to select one for themselves. And the remaining unallotted land, classified as pine lands or as agricultural lands, were then sold at public auction. The pine lands were sold and at public auction, and the agricultural lands were disposed of under the homestead laws. The allotment, sale of surplus land, relaxation of the federal trustee role, and outright fraud resulted in the sale and loss of much of our Ojibwe land. The timber sales began in Itasca County in 1882. T.B. Walker was booming logs and hauling them to the Leech Lake River in 1894. And Weyerhaeuser successfully bid for logging a major portion of the Leech Lake Reservation in 1904. The logging began at Sugar Point in 1905. In 1910, in Walker, Leech Lake Lumber Company purchased over 50 million feet of pine from the sale of ceded Chippewa Reservation timber. And the J. Neals Company purchased 65 million feet. Logging reached its peak between 1900 to 1920. That's when lakes and land of Leech Lake began to be advertised as a resort and vacation area. The homesteading and cheap sale lands brought many, many other settlers to the area of Federal Dam. And the population of Federal Dam reached its peak population of 500 in 1920. And so that's the beginning of the history of Federal Dam and the dam itself, which of course the village was named after that dam, Federal Dam. Miigwech, Bisandawi Eg. I'll continue talking about Federal Dam in the next show. Miigwech.